For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
We're going to have a shutdown. There's nothing we can do about that because we need the Democrats to give us their votes.
The president is standing firm, and so are the Democrats. Senator Chuck Schumer.
You're not getting the wall today, next week, or on January 3rd when Democrats take control of the House.
Hopefully, negotiators in the Senate can reach a deal without calling all of the senators back, because some of them have already left Washington for Christmas with their families. Some agencies that are not affected by the shutdown, the Postal Service delivering your presents, the military guarding your borders, and FEMA, as disaster workers are still on the job helping people in Paradise, California. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
This weekend marks the end of a very bad week on Wall Street. Market analyst Eugene Peroni.
It does seem like a bit of a perfect storm where you do have the tariff issue pretty much front and center for many weeks now, but also in the mix is certainly the government shutdown. There certainly seem to be a lot of questions about the pullout of our military from Syria. That plays a role.
The Dow fell 414 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both lost 1.6%. There's finally been an arrest in the death of a young mother in Colorado. Woodland Park Police Chief Miles DeYoung.
Today we arrested Patrick Frazee on charges of first-degree murder of Kelsey Barrett, and he is currently being held in the Teller County Jail. As a reminder, Patrick Frazee is presumed innocent until proven guilty.
Police searched Frazee's home and property before deciding to arrest him for murder. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Pope Francis delivers a stern warning to abusive priests. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Pope Francis telling priests who rape and molest children to turn themselves in immediately, making the demand in his annual Christmas speech to the Vatican bureaucracy. He vowed the church will, quote, never again cover up sex abuse by priests. He acknowledged the church did fail to treat the problem seriously in the past, but he says those days are over. He also says he wants victims to come forward and tell their stories. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Female Mormon missionaries worldwide can now wear dress slacks, according to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The first presidency of the Missionary Executive Council in Salt Lake City revealed the changes for all 407 missions year-round. Sister missionaries in roughly half of the church's missions had been wearing dress slacks during the wet season as protection from mosquito-borne viral diseases since June of 2016. Two other reasons to wear the slacks, staying warm in cold climates, and also ease in them riding bicycles. Sister missionaries must still wear skirts and dresses in the temple and during Sunday worship services. Young women ages 19 to 39 can serve for 18 months as missionary volunteers. Young men can serve up to 2 years. Take us with you and listen anytime at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com.